ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ। ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ SNS ਲੋਇਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000।
आप सुन रहे हैं WTR 770 AM सासोबास ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7। हमारे रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या डाउनलोड कीजिए फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप। eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं और अब eawaz टीवी रोकू ऐप पर भी दस्तयाब है। आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए बिल्कुल फ्री।
ਮਾਲਕੋ ਸੱਚ ਆਖਿਆ ਪਾਂਬੜ ਮੱਚਦਾ ਏ, ਝੂਠ ਆਖਿਆ ਕੁਝ ਬਚਦਾ ਏ। ਜੀ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਜੱਚਦਾ ਏ, ਜੱਚ ਜੱਚ ਕੇ ਜੀਬਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ, ਮੂੰਹ ਆਈ ਬਾਤ ਨਾ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ।
जनाब जी तुसी सुन रहे हो अपना हरमन प्यारा रेडियो रौनक पंजाब दी, जिथो तुहानू गीत संगीत दे नाल नाल धार्मिक समाजिक राजनीतिक खबरां दे नाल होर ज्ञान वधाऊ जानकारी भी मिलदी है। सो पंजाब पाणियां दे हक्कां दी गल जानन लई सुनदे रहो रौनक पंजाब दी, पंजाब दी, पंजाब दी।
शायर करते ने बख्शी कविता, जिनू खुद बना के शायर करते ने बख्शी कविता, सरताज नाम दे के उनु खोर देने अखर, उतरे ना जो खुमारी उस लोर देने अखर। मैं गुरमुखी दा बेटा मैनू तोर देने अखर, मां खिलने नू दिते बड़ी लोर देने अखर। हुलानू कौन दसे के थोनू दान च मिले ने।
WTR 770 AM ਤੇ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਰੌਣਕ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੋਢੀ ਨਾਗਰਾ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕਾ। ਮੇਰੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ, ਮੇਰੀ ਟੀਮ ਵੱਲੋਂ, ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਆਪ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰੀ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ। ਜਿੱਥੇ ਮੰਡੇ ਟੂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੈਟਰਡੇ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਦੇ 6 ਦਿਨ ਰੌਣਕ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ ਅਤੇ 24 ਘੰਟੇ 7 ਦਿਨ ਰੌਣਕ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੋ। ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਲੰਧਰ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਤੋਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆ ਕੀਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜੀ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚਾਹੇ ਰਮਨ ਕੁਮਾਰ ਹੋਣਾ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰੀਆਂ, ਦੇਸਰਾਜ ਕਾਲੀ, ਚਾਹੇ ਮੇਜਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਜੀਤ ਦੇ ਸੀਨੀਅਰ ਪੱਤਰਕਾਰ ਰਜਿੰਦਰ ਹੋਣੀ, ਹੋਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਰਿਪੋਰਟਰ ਆ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵਟਾਂਦਰਾ ਜਾਂ ਖੁਲਾਸਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਿੰਗਰ ਜਾਂ ਰਾਈਟਰ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊਜ਼ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੋ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ। ਹੁਣ ਵੈਸੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਜੋ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਕੁਝ ਕੁ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਲਾਕਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ, ਉੱਧਰੋਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਹਟਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਆਪਾਂ ਜਿਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਪਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਸੋਚੀਏ। 21 ਅਕਤੂਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੋਣ ਜਾ ਰਹੀ ਆ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਮਨਪਸੰਦੀਦਾ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਆ ਜਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਵੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਆ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਵੋਟ ਦਾ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕਰਨਾ। ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਮਝਦਾਰ ਹੋ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਐਵਰੀਡੇ ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵਿਚਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਨੰਬਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ R&R ਰੈਨੋਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਈ ਰਾਜੇ ਹੋਣਾ ਦਾ, 647-309-1986 ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਆ, ਅਤੇ ਕੁਝ ਕੁ ਮਿੰਟਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਆਪਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੁਣ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਣੀਆਂ। HBH ਇਲੈਕਟ੍ਰੀਕਲ ਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਨੰਬਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ, 416-666-1000 ਭੰਡਾਲ ਟਰਾਂਸਪੋਰਟ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡੇ ਵੀਰ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਸੁਖਦੇਵ ਸਿੰਘ ਭੰਡਾਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਰੌਣਕ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਅਤੇ TV ਦੇ ਮੇਨ ਸਪੋਂਸਰਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ ਜੀ।
ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਹੁਣ ਸੌਖੇ ਤੇ ਸੁਖਾਲੇ ਰਹਿ ਕੇ ਵਧੀਆ ਡਾਲਰ ਕਮਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਨੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਟਰਾਂਸ ਇਮਰਜ ਟਰਾਂਸਪੋਰਟ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਹਾਇਰ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਡਰਾਈਵਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਟਰੱਕਾਂ ਤੇ, ਲੋਕਲ ਮੌਂਟਰੀਅਲ ਚੱਲਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤੇ ਹਾਈਵੇ ਲਈ,
ਅਤੇ ਲੋਕਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ US ਚੱਲਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਟਰੱਕ ਡਰਾਈਵਰਸ ਅਤੇ ਓਨਰ ਆਪਰੇਟਰਸ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ ਨੇ।
ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਪੇ ਤੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਸਾਲ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੰਮ।
2007 ਤੋਂ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੰਜ਼ਲਾਂ ਤੈਅ ਕਰਦੀ ਟਰਾਂਸ ਇਮਰਜ ਹੁਣ ਮੌਂਟਰੀਅਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਟਰਮੀਨਲ ਖੋਲ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ।
ਕਾਲ ਟਰਾਂਸ ਇਮਰਜ 519-621-9595 extension 201,
ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 647-572-2000 647-572-2000।
ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਜਾਂ ਕਿੱਟੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਗੈਟ ਟੂਗੈਦਰ ਹਰ ਫੰਕਸ਼ਨ ਤੇ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਧੰਮਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਵਨ ਨੇ ਕੈਟਰਲ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ ਪੀਜ਼ਾ ਟਰੱਕ ਦੇਣਗੇ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਹਿਲ
ਓ ਯਾਰ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਦੱਸ ਦੇ
ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ
ਟੌਪ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਸਾਫ਼ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਵੈਜ ਤੇ ਨਾਨ ਵੈਜ ਖਾਣਾ 100 ਤੋਂ 1000 ਬੰਦਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਕੇਟਰਿੰਗ ਲਈ ਪੂਰਾ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਦੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਤੇ ਤੀਜੇ ਕੇਟਰਿੰਗ ਟਰੱਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਰੈਸਟੋਰੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਰੈਕਸਡੇਲ 416-679-9191
ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ
ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਜੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਕਾਰ
ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਠੋਕਲੀ ਕਿਤੇ ਕਾਰ ਤੂੰ ਠੀਕ ਠਾਕ ਆ ਨਾ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਠੀਕ ਹਾਂ ਪਰ ਕਾਰ ਖਰਾਬ ਹੋ ਗਈ
ਉਹ ਚੱਲ ਚਿੰਤਾ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਕਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਜੀ ਐਨ ਟਾਇਰ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਪੇਅਰ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਕੋਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਣਾ
ਜੀ ਐਨ ਟਾਇਰ ਰਿਪੇਅਰ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਰਿਪੇਅਰ ਜਾਂ ਬਾਡੀ ਵਰਕ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਜੀ ਐਨ ਟਾਇਰ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਪੇਅਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਟਰੱਕਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਡੀ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਵੀ ਕਰਵਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਾਰ ਤੇ ਟਰੱਕ ਦੇ ਟਾਇਰ ਇੰਸਟਾਲ ਕਰਵਾਉਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ ਜੀ ਐਨ ਟਾਇਰ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਪੇਅਰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 905-793-8888 905-793-6868
ਸਾਰੀ ਥਕਾਵਟ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹੈ
ਅੱਜ ਤਾਂ ਬੜੀ ਚੈਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਨੀਂਦ ਆਈ ਹੈ
ਕੰਫਰਟੇਬਲ ਡਿਊਰੇਬਲ ਤੇ ਅਫੋਰਡੇਬਲ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸਿਸ
ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸਿਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਫੋਰਡੇਬਲ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਤੇ ਵਧੀਆ ਅਤੇ ਲੌਂਗ ਲਾਈਫ ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸਿਸ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਦੋ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਤੋਂ ਸਰਵ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ 1771 ਐਲਬੀਨੋ ਰੋਡ ਈਟੋਬੀਕੋਕ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ 585 ਮਿਡਲ ਫੀਲਡ ਰੋਡ ਸਕਾਰਬ੍ਰੋ ਇਸ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਤੇ ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸਿਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦਾ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਵੀ ਲੈ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ
ਜੀ ਹਾਂ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-213-1117 ਤੇ
ਸਿਗਨੇਚਰ ਆਫ ਸਲੀਪ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਫਰਟ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਮੈਟ੍ਰੇਸ
ਓਮਨੀ ਕਿਚਨ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਥ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ 18 ਐਡਵੈਕ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਨੰਬਰ 6 ਤੇ 7 ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਚਨ ਕੈਬਨਿਟ ਦਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਲੈਣੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਪਰਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਅਜਮਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਇੱਕ ਨਾਮ ਜਸਵੀਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੋਣਾ ਦਾ 416-529-9363 ਓਮਨੀ ਕਿਚਨ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਥ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ
ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਦਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਹਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਪਿਛਲੇ 5 ਲਿਬਰਲ MPs ਨੇ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਸਿਹਤ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਲ ਲਈ ਕੁਝ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਨਿਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਨ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਤੇ NDP ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਨਵੇਂ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਤੇ ਸੰਪੂਰਨ ਸਿਹਤ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਮੁਹੱਈਆ ਕਰਾਉਣਗੇ 21 ਅਕਤੂਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਤੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸਾਊਥ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਨਦੀਪ ਕੌਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੋਟ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਕਰੋ
ਦਿਸ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਇਜ਼ ਅਪਰੂਵਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਅਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਏਜੰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸਾਊਥ NDP ਕੈਂਪੇਨ
ਲੈ ਬਈ ਯਾਰ ਮੂੰਹ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਕਰ ਮੈਂ ਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨਲ ਕੇਸ ਚੋਂ ਬਰੀ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਬਈ ਇਹ ਚਮਤਕਾਰ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ
ਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨਲ ਕੇਸਾਂ ਦੇ ਮਾਹਰ ਹਰਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਹੋਤਾ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਨਾਲ ਕੇਅਰਿੰਗ ਕੰਪੈਸ਼ਨੇਟ ਕੰਪੀਟੈਂਟ ਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨਲ ਡਿਫੈਂਸ ਲਾਇਰ ਹਰਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਹੋਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਫੋਨ ਮਿਲਾਓ 24 ਘੰਟੇ 7 ਦਿਨ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਚ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-897-9926 ਤੇ ਯਾਨੀ 416-897-9625 ਤੇ ਡਰੱਗ ਕੇਸਿਸ ਅਸਾਲਟਸ ਇੰਪੇਅਰ ਡਰਾਈਵਿੰਗ ਓਵਰ 80s ਤਾਂ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਹਰਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਹੋਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ 2095 ਵੈਸਟਰਨ ਰੋਡ ਟੋਰਾਂਟੋ
ਤੈਨੂੰ ਬੜਾ ਚਾਅ ਚੜਿਆ ਕੋਈ ਖਾਸ ਮਹਿਮਾਨ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਚ
ਓਏ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਫ੍ਰੈਸ਼ ਤੰਦੂਰੀ ਚ ਹੋਣ ਜਾ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਓਏ ਇਸੇ ਲਈ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਐਕਸਾਈਟਮੈਂਟ ਵੱਧਦੀ ਜਾ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ
ਖਾਣਾ ਲਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਹਰ ਦਿਲ ਅਜ਼ੀਜ਼
ਫ੍ਰੈਸ਼ ਤੰਦੂਰੀ ਵੈਜ ਨਾਨ ਵੈਜ LLBO ਤੇ ਤਾਜ਼ਾ ਤੇ ਲਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਖਾਣੇ ਦਾ ਲੁਤਫ ਉਠਾਓ
ਹਫਤੇ ਦੇ 7 ਦਿਨ ਖੁੱਲਦਾ ਏ ਸਵੇਰੇ 11 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਰਾਤ 2 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ ਕੁਈਨ ਸਟਰੀਟ ਐਂਡ ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਮੇਜਰ ਇੰਟਰਸੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਕਾਲ 905-874-0111-905-874-0111 ਜ਼ਾਇਕੇਦਾਰ ਲਜ਼ਤਦਾਰ ਖਾਓ ਫ੍ਰੈਸ਼ ਤੰਦੂਰੀ ਆਓ
ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਨਵਜੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਵੈਸਟ ਤੋਂ NDP ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਕਈ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸਿਵਿਕ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੈਸਪੀਟਰੀ ਥੈਰੇਪਿਸਟ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਹੈਲਥ ਕੇਅਰ ਦਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਹਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੱਖੀ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਲਿਬਰੋ MPs ਨੇ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਹੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ 21 ਅਕਤੂਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਤੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਵੈਸਟ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਵਜੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੋਟ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਕਰੋ
This message is approved by the official agent of the Brandon West NDP campaign.
ਘਰ ਗੱਡੀ ਤੇ ਦਫ਼ਤਰ ਸਭ ਕੁਝ ਹੈ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਪ੍ਰੂਫ ਪਰ ਕੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਪ੍ਰੂਫ ਹੈ
ਆਪਣੇ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਪ੍ਰੂਫ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਰਾਜਦੀਪ ਪੱਟਲ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇਣਗੇ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਦੀਆਂ ਬੈਸਟ ਡੀਲਸ ਸੁਪਰ ਵੀਜ਼ਾ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਡਿਸੇਬਿਲਿਟੀ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਕਲ ਇਲਨੈਸ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ RRSP RESP ਐਂਡ ਅਦਰ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਨੀਡਸ ਕਾਈਂਡਲੀ ਕਾਲ ਰਾਜਦੀਪ ਪੱਟਲ 416-786-8399 416-786-8399 ਤੇ
Thank you.
तेरा ही नाम लिखा रखा, तेरा ही नाम लिखा रखा है।
ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਨਿੱਘਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਜਗਦੀਸ਼ ਸਿੰਘ ਗਰੇਵਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹਾਂ। ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ। ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਹੈ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੇ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਇਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਇਸ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂਆਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਵੇਗੀ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਨੇ ਪਵਨਦੀਪ ਗੋਸਲ ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਐਨਡੀਪੀ ਦੇ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਅਤੇ ਲਿਬਰਲ ਦੇ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਸੰਘਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ। ਇਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਦੇ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਇੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਨੇ। ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਲੜੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਇਹ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਆਖਰੀ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ। ਸੋ ਜੁੜੇ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਰੌਣਕ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ 770 AM ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
पूजा की है दिल ने याद की पूजा की है, प्यार का नाम खुदा ने रखा है, प्यार का नाम खुदा रखा है, और इस दिल में क्या रखा है, तेरा ही दर्द छुपा रखा है।
ਮੈਥੀਸਨ ਕਲੀਜਨ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਟਰੱਕ ਦਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਰੱਬ ਨਾ ਕਰੇ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਟਰੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਨਵਾਂ ਨਕੋਰ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਵੈਸੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰੰਗ ਰੋਗਨ ਚੇਂਜ ਕਰਵਾਉਣਾ ਤਾਂ 1225 ਮੈਥੀਸਨ ਬੁਲੇਵਾਰਡ ਈਸਟ ਮਿਸੀਸਾਗਾ ਡੈਕਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਥੀਸਨ ਦਾ ਇਹੋ ਏਰੀਆ। ਟੋਇੰਗ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਵੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਆ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਗ ਟੋਇੰਗ ਨੰਬਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਮੈਥੀਸਨ ਕਲੀਜਨ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਈ ਹੁਣਾਂ ਦਾ 9055600000905001400000 'ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ।
ਭੈਣ ਜੀ ਮੁਬਾਰਕਾਂ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕੁੜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿਆਹ ਦੀ ਡੇਟ ਫਾਈਨਲ ਹੋ ਗਈ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਜੀ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ।
ਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੰਨੀ ਟੈਨਸ਼ਨ 'ਚ ਕਿਉਂ ਲੱਗ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ?
ਜੀ ਡੇਟ ਤਾਂ ਫਾਈਨਲ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਸਮਝ ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਰਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਬੈਂਕੁਇਟ ਹਾਲ ਬੁੱਕ ਕਰਾਈਏ।
ਓਹੋ, ਟੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਮੂਨਲਾਈਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਕਾਹਦੀ ਟੈਨਸ਼ਨ।
ਮੂਨਲਾਈਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ, ਅ ਪਲੇਸ ਫਾਰ ਵੈਡਿੰਗ, ਬਰਥਡੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ, ਐਨੀਵਰਸਰੀਜ਼, ਮਹਿੰਦੀ, ਲੇਡੀ ਸੰਗੀਤ, ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਓਕੇਜ਼ਨ ਔਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਗੈਦਰਿੰਗ ਐਟਸੈਟਰਾ। 6835 ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਕੋਡ ਮਿਸਿਸ ਸਾਗਾ, ਕਾਲ 905-678-2222।
ਸਟੱਡੀ ਵੀਜ਼ਾ, ਐਕਸਪ੍ਰੈਸ ਐਂਟਰੀ, ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਐਕਸਪ੍ਰੈਸ ਐਂਟਰੀ, ਸਪਾਊਸਲ ਫਾਈਲ, ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਪੀਆਰ, ਸੁਪਰ ਵੀਜ਼ਾ, ਨੈਨੀ, ਵਰਕ ਪਰਮਿਟ, ਫਾਰਮਰ, ਇਨਵੈਸਟਰ ਜਾਂ ਸੈਲਫ ਇੰਪਲੋਇਡ ਦੀ ਫਾਈਲ, ਗੱਲ ਕੀ ਇਮੀਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ? ਹਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਦਾ ਸੋਲੂਸ਼ਨ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਜਾਣੇ ਪਹਿਚਾਣੇ ਅਤੇ ਤਜਰਬੇਕਾਰ ਇਮੀਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਕੰਸਲਟੈਂਟ ਗੈਰੀ ਵਿਰਕ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੋ।
ਕੋਈ ਕੇਸ ਰਿਫਿਊਜ਼ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਜਾਂ ਅਪੀਲ ਤੇ ਚਲਾ ਗਿਆ, ਹੋਵੇ ਇਮੀਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਮਸਲਾ, ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਨਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਥਾਂ, CIC ਇਮੀਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ। ਹੁਣੇ ਹੀ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ
4564 4 1 6 4 5 6 6 1 6 1।
ਸਵੀਟ ਤੋਂ ਮੰਗਵਾਇਆ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਖਾਣਾ, ਮੈਂ ਬੁੱਕ ਵੀ ਕਰਵਾਇਆ।
ਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਸਵੀਟ,
ਚਾਹੇ ਬਹਿ ਕੇ ਖਾਓ ਚਾਹੇ ਪੈਕ ਕਰਵਾਓ, ਹਰ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੇਟਰਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ।
ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਦੀਪ ਨੂੰ 905-795-0059-905-792-0059।
ਯੂਨਾਈਟਿਡ ਗਰੁੱਪ ਆਫ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਤੋਂ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਹਾਜ਼ਰ ਹਾਂ। ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੀਰ AZ ਲਾਇਸੈਂਸ ਆ, 2 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਹੈ ਐਜ਼ ਏ ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਜਾਂ ਬ੍ਰੋਕਰ, ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਨਵੇਂ ਟਰੱਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ, ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਬ੍ਰਾਂਡ ਨਿਊ ਟਰੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਨੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋਮ ਡੀਪੂ ਨਾਲ, ਲਾਬਲਾਜ਼ ਨਾਲ, ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਟਾਇਰ ਨਾਲ, ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਪੋਸਟ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਏਜੈਕਸ, ਕੇਮਬ੍ਰਿਜ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਟਨ, ਮਿਸੀਸਾਗਾ, ਵਿੰਜ਼ਰ, ਮੌਂਟਰੀਅਲ, ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਸਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਅਸੀਂ $21 ਤੋਂ $27 ਤੱਕ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਡ ਨਿਊ ਟਰੱਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਿਫਟਾਂ ਅਵੇਲੇਬਲ ਨੇ, ਮੌਂਟਰੀਅਲ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਰਾਊਂਡ ਟ੍ਰਿਪ ਅਵੇਲੇਬਲ ਨੇ। ਆਟਵਾ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਦੇ ਟ੍ਰਿਪ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਐਜ਼ ਏ ਡਰਾਈਵਰ ਜਾਂ ਬ੍ਰੋਕਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਪੈਸਾ ਬਣਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਸੈਟਰਡੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਓਪਨ ਹਾਊਸ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ 10 ਤੋਂ 3 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ, ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲਿਡਨ ਦੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ। ਸਾਡਾ ਹੈੱਡ ਆਫਿਸ ਹੈ 101 ਗਲਿਡਨ ਰੋਡ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ, ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੈ। ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਾਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ 905-453-1400। ਅਪਲਾਈ ਟੁਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਯੂਰ ਵਰਕ ਟੁਮਾਰੋ। ਯੂਨਾਈਟਿਡ ਗਰੁੱਪ ਆਫ ਕੰਪਨੀ।
ਜਦੋਂ HK ਟਾਇਰ ਤੋਂ ਟਾਇਰ ਪਵਾਓਗੇ, ਤਰੱਕੀ ਤੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਜਾਓਗੇ।
HK ਟਾਇਰ ਸੈਂਟਰ, ਕਾਰ ਅਤੇ ਟਰੱਕ ਦੇ ਨਵੇਂ ਅਤੇ ਪੁਰਾਣੇ ਟਾਇਰ ਵਾਜਿਬ ਕੀਮਤਾਂ ਤੇ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ।
HK ਟਾਇਰਸ 2 ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਦਾਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ। ਮਿਸੀਸਾਗਾ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਲਈ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਬੂਟਾ ਚਾਲ ਨੂੰ 647-295-4000 ਤੇ ਲੰਡਨ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਲਈ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਗੇਲਾ ਤੂਰ ਨੂੰ 647-401-8230।
ਨਾ ਟੈਕਸ ਦੀ ਟੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਤੇ ਨਾ ਕਾਗਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਗਜ਼ਮਾਰੀ।
ਬਈ ਕਿਤੇ ਜਗਜੀਤ ਸਾਚਾ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਿਆਰੀ?
ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਠੀਕ, ਭਲਾ ਟੈਕਸ ਸੋਲੂਸ਼ਨ ਲਈ ਕਿਧਰੇ ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ?
ਜੇ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਅਕਾਊਂਟ ਸੈਟਲਮੈਂਟ ਜਾਂ ਟੈਕਸ ਸੋਲੂਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਸਹੀ ਭਾਲ, ਤਾਂ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਕੰਟੈਕਟ ਕਰੋ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਟੈਕਸ ਸੋਲੂਸ਼ਨ ਇੰਕ, 1332 ਖਾਲਸਾ ਡਰਾਈਵ, ਯੂਨਿਟ ਨੰਬਰ 4, ਮਿਸੀਸਾਗਾ। ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ
905-461-23-20, 905-461-23-20।
ਪੰਜਾਬ ਟੈਕਸ ਸੋਲੂਸ਼ਨ ਇੰਕ,
ਪੰਜਾਬ ਟੈਕਸ ਸੋਲੂਸ਼ਨ ਇੰਕ।
ਹਾਏ, ਇਹ ਘਰ ਤਾਂ ਸਵਰਗ ਜਿਹਾ ਜਾਪਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਹਦੇ ਘਰ ਲੈ ਆਏ ਹੋ ਮੈਨੂੰ?
ਨਹੀਂ ਪੁੱਛ ਸਕੀ ਨਾ।
ਕੀ ਮਤਲਬ?
ਇਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੀ ਘਰ ਹੈ, ਬਸ ਹਾਰਡਵੁੱਡ ਕਾਰਪੇਟ ਤੇ ਟਾਈਲ ਹੀ ਨਵੇਂ ਲਗਵਾਏ ਨੇ।
ਇੱਕ ਮਾਲ ਕਿਨੇ ਕੀਤਾ?
ਹੋਰ ਕਿਨੇ ਜੀ, ਬੈਸਟ ਬਾਰਗਨ ਕਾਰਪੇਟ ਐਂਡ ਫਲੋਰਿੰਗ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਨੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਹੱਥ ਲਗਾਉਣ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਮਗਰੋਂ ਪਛਾਣਨਾ ਪਾਉਣ। ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਊ ਲੁੱਕ ਦੇਣ ਲਈ ਯਾਦ ਕਰੋ ਬੈਸਟ ਬਾਰਗਨ ਕਾਰਪੇਟ ਐਂਡ ਫਲੋਰਿੰਗ, 1325 ਡੈਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਡਿਕਸੀ ਰੋਡ, ਮਿਸੀਸਾਗਾ। ਫੋਨ 416-937-2856।
ਰੌਣਕ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਹੁਣ ਤੋਂ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟਰ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦਾ ਇਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਰੂਆਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਪਿਛਲੇ 2 ਦਿਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ 4 ਹਲਕਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਰਵਾ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁਣ ਤੱਕ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਵੈਸਟ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸਾਊਥ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਨੌਰਥ ਅਤੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਈਸਟ ਦੀ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ। 2 ਡਿਬੇਟ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ 770 AM ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੁਣ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹੋ, ਅਤੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਵੱਖ ਵੱਖ TV ਚੈਨਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਰਣ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ, ਅਤੇ 2 ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੇ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਸਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਰਣ 5 ਵੱਖ ਵੱਖ TV ਚੈਨਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ, ਅਤੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੀ ਨਾਲ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਿਵੇਸ਼ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਰਣ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਇਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੋ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਹੈ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਹੀ ਪਾਰਟੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਨੇ। ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਇੰਟਰੋਡਕਸ਼ਨ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝੀ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਮੂਵ ਫਰਦਰ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਰਿਪੀਟ ਦ ਰੂਲਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਬੇਟ। Each candidate will have 2 minutes in the beginning for their opening remarks, and after that our panelists are going to ask a question, one question, and this question is going to be the same question to all three candidates. You will have 1.5 minutes to respond to this question, and once one round is done, then each will get 30 seconds for the rebuttal. So this will be a one question and then follow-up question when are probably going to come on the same topic, and it's going to be repeated in the same manner, 1.5 minutes to answer the question, then 30 seconds for the rebuttal. And after that, at the end, each of you will get 5 minutes to ask any question to your opponent candidates. Either you ask only pick one candidate or you pick both, it's your 5 minutes. How you handle those 5 minutes to ask the questions or say something which you haven't said in the previous time. So it will be your 5 minutes. Same way, the next candidate will have 5 minutes, then the next candidate will have the 5 minutes to ask the questions from the opponent candidates. At the end, you will get 2 minutes for the closing remarks. That will conclude our 90 minutes debate. So I'm going to introduce our panelists. We're going to have 2 panelists here today. One is Jesse Sarai. He's a producer of Punjab TV, which is getting aired 24 hours, 7 days a week. And then we have Sarbjit Singh. He's been running TV shows and the radio from long time, so these both panelists will ask you the question. First, Jesse Sarai, he will get 25 minutes to ask his questions, and then Sarbjit Arora will get 25 minutes to ask you these questions. So from I would like to start from Jesse Sarai, and he's going to ask the first question.
Introduction.
So before we move on, I would like all three of you to introduce yourselves. I would like to start from Mr. Rameshwar Sangha. Mr. Sangha, you have 2 minutes to introduce yourself and to talk about your party policies, your opening statement.
Thank you, Mr. Garwal. My name is Ramesh Sangha, Member of Parliament for Brampton Centre. I'm an immigrant, came in 1994. I'm a lawyer from last 35 years. Practiced in India as well as here. Being a lawyer, I know what's law, how it's being executed and operated in the courts and in tribunals and as a solicitor. Now, it was a great opportunity for me to go to the parliament, be a parliamentarian and frame the laws. When you go to the judge and say that they're the intention of the legislators to resolve the dispute, that intention of the legislators, I am proud to do my duty as a legislator in the parliament. Being a Home Committee member, it was a proud moment for me to serve my Canadians, my Bramptonians, my constituents from Brampton Centre as a team Trudeau leader, team Trudeau team, member of the team Trudeau, because you feel proud because you got the opportunity because of my constituents. It's always a pleasure to be part of my team. As a team, we have worked hard to see that we have complied, we have reached to these aspirations of the constituents which they expect from us in 2015 election. We told Canadians that we will spend into the infrastructure. green infrastructure, transport infrastructure, and social infrastructure. And that is the investment which we did already up to some extent, not the total. And those changes are brought, and we have seen that clearly. 1 million jobs created is in the history of Canada, created in the last 4 years. 800,000, more than 800,000 people brought out of the poverty. That's also a track record. We worked for the poverty reduction. That is the way we were. We spent our amount of the time, amount of the money into the infrastructure and Canada Child Benefit. That's the way we bring pay plan. I know all the things are not done, but better is always possible, and we will keeping moving Thank forward you. With the new changes which we have already declared. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sangha. And at 15 seconds before the time finish, I will give a one knock, mm-hmm. and when the time is done, it will be two knocks.
Mm, thank you.
All right. So next, I will request to Conservative Party candidate Pavanjit Gosal. Pavanjit, your time starts now. 2 minutes for the opening.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for the Canadian Association of Punjabi Broadcasters for hosting this important debate, and thank you for watching. My name is Pavanjit Gosal, and I'm proud to be the Conservative Party candidate in Brampton Centre. I am a mother, volunteer, local job creator, and 35 years of a resident of Brampton. My campaign team and I have been busy working all summer meeting our neighbors and community leaders, because the best way to understand the needs of community is by talking to those who live and work in it. Last weekend alone, we visited over 5,800 more homes. My team and I have already knocked on every door in the riding, and now we're making a second pass through the entire riding. I have worked hard with my husband to build our family business and create local jobs. This election is an opportunity to put Brampton Centre back on track after 4 years of ineffective and invisible representation, both here in Brampton and in Ottawa. Our Liberal MP has left Canada a further $37 billion in debt, despite promising during the last election that he would balance the budget. If re-elected, the Liberals will continue their wasteful ways, giving billions in corporate welfare to some of the richest companies and families in Canada, while raising taxes on families and small businesses. This debate will make it clear that Conservatives offer a very different future for Canadians, one with lower taxes and more ethical and honest leadership. We will restore a tax credit for those using rail or bus passes. We will cut the income tax rate for all Canadians. We have made major commitments for healthcare spending and announced incentives that will reward residents for investing in green renovations for their homes. In your business and in your homes, it's time for you to get ahead. And the only Conservative have a credible plan that will make that happen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And the third candidate is from NDP, Jordan Boswell. Please go ahead. Your time starts now.
Thank you, Mr. Gural, and thank you for our panelists for having this very important debate. I'm proud to say that I'm the NDP candidate here in Brampton Centre. My name is Jordan Boswell, and I'm also proud to say that I was born and raised right here in Brampton. I went to school in our community. I worked my first job at Bramley City Centre, and I saw how hard my parents worked to support my two younger brothers and me growing up. They made sacrifices, and it wasn't always easy for them, but they always made sure that our family had every opportunity to get ahead. But when I and a lot of other people in our community look around, it's obvious that families in Brampton don't have the same opportunities that mine did. And they're struggling, and it's not just a matter of getting ahead, but keeping up is becoming more and more difficult. They're struggling because they can't find a job in Brampton, and a lot of people are forced to commute out of the city. They're struggling because we have a healthcare crisis with only one hospital to serve a city as big as ours, and they're struggling because they can't afford a place to call home, where owning a home is now so far out of reach, but renting is becoming more and more challenging. But I think what's important for all of us to remember is that we didn't get here by accident. We got here because the Liberal and Conservative representatives that our community continues to elect have favored corporations and the well-connected connected while the rest of us are falling further and further behind. And that's why I'm excited to be running under the leadership of Jagmeet Singh and the NDP, because he's putting people first. He's in it for us. I had the opportunity to work with Jagmeet. I was his executive assistant, his PA, for the first year he was leader of the party, and got to travel across the country with him, attend different events and meet different people from coast to coast to coast. And I saw firsthand how much Jagmeet cares about helping people and supporting people in our communities. So I am hoping to bring that type of leadership to our community here. I think we've been left behind. We've seen the neglect the Liberals have given Brampton, and I am fighting to be a stronger voice for us under the leadership of Jagmeet Singh.
All right, thank you so much. Now let's go to our first panelist, Jesse Srai, and he's going to ask you the first question. He's going to start. Go ahead, Jesse.
Thank you. My question goes to a Liberal candidate, Mr. Rameshwar Sangha. Canadians' debt in 2017 was $632 billion, and it grows up in 2019 up to $768 billion, which almost is account for 34%. Do you think debt is a good or bad debt? With this high debt, how would you balance your deficit budget?
A very good question. This is really a question which is required to be answered by the Member of Parliament to the Canadians, especially to my constituents in Brampton Centre. See, when we talk about the stimulation or progress of the country, that is the by way of infrastructure investment, which we told the Canadian that we will do into the infrastructure investment. And that's why how we created 1 million jobs. That's how we lifted the people out of the poverty. More than 800,000 people live in the places where they feel that they are happy. Canada has brought the people out of the poverty, not only by investing into the infrastructure, also by investing in a wisely and in a very shrewd way, so that we are putting the money into the best places where we can get the better results out of that. Canada job is 40-year low employment rate. Canada is number second in the world. Canada has got the good name all globally, and that's the way we have to think it, that how infrastructure investment is going to give you the return of the infrastructure sector will surely come. It's not Harper, which is always he was telling, recession is coming and we are taking you out of the recession. Balancing the budget by cutting the funds, by cutting the facilities.
Mr. Sangha, your time is over.
Thank you.
My same question, go ahead.
Sure, so I don't know if Mr. Sangha is knocking on different doors than me, but when I'm talking to people, they're not feeling that this economy is working for them. He talks about job creation in our communities, but people in Brampton aren't finding that. The cost of living is becoming more and more expensive. There was no infrastructure funding for the last 4 years that would create these good jobs. So when I'm talking to people, I'm hearing folks saying that they can't find a job in Brampton and they're commuting into Mississauga or Toronto. They don't see that infrastructure funding, where our transit system is constantly in gridlock and we're not getting those new investments. I think what we need are leaders locally that are finding what the priorities of our residents are. Canadians understand that we need to make investments in services, but the services that the Liberals have been favoring, whether it's corporate tax write-offs for the largest corporations, purchasing a pipeline, those aren't issues that I'm hearing at the door. We're fighting for investment in our community. Jagmeet Singh was here on the second day of the election and announced funding for a new hospital in Brampton. Those are the types of issues that people in our community need, not these corporate tax write-offs that the Liberals are continuing to push forward. So I think when our candidates talk about how the economy is growing and how the jobs are being created, it's important to ask, where are those jobs being created? Because they certainly aren't being created in our community, and that's the biggest thing that I'm hearing from people.
Pavanji.
When we're knocking on the doors, we're hearing that 2/3 of the Canadians feel that they cannot pay their bills and they have no money left in their pocket end of the month. 50% of the Canadians feel they have no savings for their retirements. 50% of the half of the Canadians are only $200 away from bankruptcy. So I don't know what Mr. Sangha is saying when he's saying they're helping the middle class. 80% of the middle class families are paying $800 more every year in taxes under Liberal government. So under our government, under Conservative government, we will cut the universal tax that will save $850 for each Canadian. We will take the GST off heating. It'll save $113 off each month. Tax credit for transit user will be $508. We will scrap the carbon tax, which will save $564 for all Canadians.
Thank you, Pamjit.
I got a follow-up question.
There's a 30-second rebuttal. We got to go to Mr. Ramesh Sangha for 30-second rebuttal.
See, it's a very good question, and answers are, I don't know from there where they are framing these answers. My answer to them is, read the rebuttal, go and check the record, and then blame the Liberal Party that you're lying for the 1 million job. You're lying for the 800 people brought out of the poverty, and you are lying for the full-time job, you are lying for the summer jobs which were created. So this is all on the record. Please prove it or don't.
I'm not saying we're lying about the million jobs, Mr. Sangha. What I'm saying is, where are those jobs being created? Are they being created in our community? We had 5 Liberal MPs for the last 4 years in Brampton, so we should have had such a strong voice to bring those jobs to our community. So I'm not lying saying that the number isn't correct, but where are those jobs being created? Because when we look at people, our neighbors, people in our community, the jobs aren't here. So if they're not coming to communities like Brampton that had such a strong Liberal representation in the House of Commons, then where are they going? Is it just that the Liberals are neglecting our community, or is it that our members aren't fighting to bring those jobs here?
Thank you, Jordan. Pamanji?
The million jobs Mr. Sangha is creating, they're mostly created in the provinces that they're led by Conservative Party. We here in Ontario created 86,000 jobs last year under Doug Ford, and NDP was leading Alberta. They lost 130,000 jobs. So I don't know where everybody else is hearing the middle class is paying $800 every year. I don't know where Mr. Sangha has been that he didn't hear that.
Thank you, Pamjit. The question was regarding the debt, the way the debt is going up. The federal debt was $632 billion in 2017, and it went up 2019 to $768 billion. And Justice Rai has a follow-up question on this.
Okay. As a matter of the fact, these kind of huge debts happens after a huge world war or a recession. Are we admitting that is a recession here or any war happened? Why this debt went so high in the last 4 years, Mr. Sangha?
It's very clear. There's no war here. There's no national calamity which is creating the debt. It is the infrastructure investment. It is the prosperity which is being brought to the people of the Canada. It is being provided, infrastructures are being provided to the Canadians, creating more jobs, creating more infrastructure in road construction, bridges, hospitals, everything will be coming on the line. More airports, more runways, and more aircrafts. That's the facility you have to provide to the Canadians. It's not austerity on which you can say. Today, world is running very fast. You have to spend on R&D. You have to spend on artificial intelligence. You have to spend money on to the new things, which innovative way we have to create it. It's not that we have to sit on the harper like same backward thinking. You can't go to that era 10 years back when no R&D was there. Go to Magna, ask in Brampton what they have gained it. Go to MRD on Airport and William Parkway. They have created the arm which is being used into the used on the space. That's the way we have to move forward, and that's the way Canada has to move forward.
So I'm happy to hear Mr. Sangha talk about infrastructure and specifically a hospital. So it's puzzling why a city of 650,000 people in Brampton has one hospital. So if we're making those investments, then why aren't we making those investments in our community? We have a healthcare crisis in Brampton. For anybody that's sat in Brampton Civic, the wait times there are absolutely ridiculous. So when we talk about infrastructure investment, I'm happy to hear that my Liberal colleague is mentioning a hospital, but I'm wondering why he wasn't able to fight for that for our community. We had five Liberal MPs representing Brampton, and none of them were able to secure that funding for the hospital. On day two of the election, Jagmeet Singh was in Brampton to make that funding announcement. Healthcare is a priority for us. Clearly, it hasn't been a priority for the Liberals here in Brampton. So when we talk about that infrastructure investment, we need to be asking ourselves, where's that money going? Because it certainly didn't go into a hospital, and that's something that our city desperately needs.
Thank you. You still have 30 seconds if you want to go on.
Sure. Well, I'll say I think we need to be investing more in our communities, but the Liberals time and time and again are favoring the wealthiest corporations instead of investing right here in our community. We haven't seen that in Brampton. Again, we should have had the strongest voice in the House of Commons with our Liberal representatives, but they weren't able to fight for that investment here. We see that, whether it's our roads that are constantly
under
construction.
We just need to know how to fix it.
Sure. Well, I think it starts by prioritizing our communities instead of prioritizing other special interests. We know that there's potential here in Brampton. People want our city to be moving. We have a skilled labor force. We have a lot to offer, but we need our leaders at the federal level to be there to back us up and to provide that investment.
Thank you, Jordan. Now, Pavanjit, please.
Yes. When Liberals were elected, they had promised that they would balance the books in 4 years. But as we all know, the deficit has gone by $71 billion. It's costing $25 billion in taxes just to manage that debt. Every 38 days we could build another hospital if we didn't have that $37 billion debt Liberals created, and nothing to show for it.
But how are you guys going to fix it? My question is always all three of our candidates. Doesn't matter who I put the question to. Mm-hmm. I need to know. For one moment, we see that this mess got created. But how you guys going to fix it? That's what I want to know. That's what our listeners, viewers wants to know. Our voter wants to know how you guys going to fix it.
Well, we are going to create more. We're going to lower the taxes on average Canadian families, so they will have more money in their pocket to invest in economy. When the people have more money, the more jobs are created, and it's good for the economy, it's good for the government, and it's good for the debt to go down.
So, 30 seconds for Mr.
It's never that more money is in the pockets, the more jobs are created. More jobs are created, then money comes from the pocket.
That's not
so
true.
So, we have to create the jobs. Ms. Gosal, it's the way, that's the way we say. It's the economy. Go and study the economy.
If people have money in their pocket, then they can go and invest it.
This is my time. I want my time, sir.
30 seconds for you.
Thank you very much. When we talk about the infrastructure, when we talk creating jobs, when we talk with prosperity into the community, we talk about creating more jobs. We talk about creating more and more resources. And that's the way we have to give more and more to the Canadians. It's never, you must have a plan, a sensible, calculated, better, based on the scientific results.
Which Liberals didn't have.
Just a second, please.
I have my
five more seconds for you. That's it.
Once you don't listen to the scientifically people, once you don't listen to the data, you will cannot increase the better circumstances.
Thank
for
you.
Thank you very much. 30 seconds for Jordan.
Sure. So a couple policy issues, and I think to your question, Jesse, one of the big things the NDP is pushing is a 1% wealth tax on Canadians earning more than $20 million. This will generate $70 billion over the next 10 years. Returning the capital gains tax to our level in 2000, which will generate $3 billion a year. And then ending CEO stock options and offshore tax havens, which is $1 billion a year. These are all figures that the parliamentary budgetary officer has confirmed. They're independently reviewed. They've costed our platform. This is a huge amount of revenue that our federal government is missing on because we've had a lack of action to go after the wealthiest in our community. That's something the Liberals and Conservatives haven't done. The NDP is going to fight to make sure it's more fair.
Pavanjit. Ms. Kosal, please go ahead. 30 seconds for you.
I already stated my
all right.
opinion. Yes.
Thank you. Next question, Jesse.
Yeah, we got to go to our next question. To Mr. Sangha again. If your budget is $350 million, out of which $26 million goes toward paying the interest on it, whether your actual budget is $320 billion. More and more debt is going up. More and more money is going toward paying the interest, and therefore, less money will be spent on a Canadian. Can you please explain this, how we're going to do it?
This is very same question which you, we are going through the same lengthy question, and I would not mind going into that. When we spend into the infrastructure, we create jobs. We have planned to spend $180 billion into the social infrastructure, green infrastructure, and transport infrastructure. Without spending money onto these infrastructure, you can't provide the Canadians those amenities, facilities which they need for them. If we don't spend them, if you go want to go on austerity, which they do it, increase taxes on the Canadians and decrease or cut the facilities from the Canadians, that's not the way. That's the way where Doug Ford is doing. That's the way where Harper was doing. We have not to. We are not to learn from them. We are not to learn from these people. We have to move forward. By spending $180 billion onto the infrastructure, get the things moving forward, get the prosperity to the Canadians, move the Canada forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jordan.
I think what people are looking for is an answer, not just talking points on how we're going to get our debt under control. Canadians expect that their tax dollars are spent properly and not wasted on certain things. The NDP has the best track record for provincial governments for balanced budgets, and we've also been able to introduce services like healthcare. So what we're saying is that if we're going to be using our taxpayer dollars to invest in services, it needs to be in services that people actually rely on. Not pipelines for $4.5 billion or $12 billion in corporate tax write-offs. These are the priorities of some of the other parties. And I think, Jesse, your question is true. We have a huge interest on our debt, but I think Canadians want to see that we're spending that money in an appropriate way in the services that they rely on.
Yeah, so that's the question, that the more and more money going toward paying the interest
instead of
serving, spending it on the Canadians,
sure,
we're paying it down the interest here.
Yeah.
So that's the question.
There's a huge amount of money that's lost in that interest.
You have 1.5 minutes to say, and you used only 40 seconds of your time.
Sure. So I think to my point, Canadians expect their governments to be fiscally responsible, and New Democrats value that as well. We know that we need to be smart with our money, but the answer to that is not cuts. We've seen that in Ontario, and cuts hurt, whether it's to education or healthcare. But it's also not giving money away to the largest corporations like the Liberals have been doing for the last 4 years. It's investing in our communities, like building a new hospital, like expanding healthcare to include prescription medication, eye and dental care. It's a matter of priorities, and at the end of the day, the priorities of each party is going to impact their choices. We have different priorities than the other two, and we'll make different choices.
Thank you. Ms. Kosol.
Mr. Sangal, as you talk about infrastructure, we don't have any proof there that there has been anything done. They promised in last election billions and billions of dollars, and nothing has been done. It's been broken promises. That's all we've seen. All they've done is given billions of dollars to their friends and big corporations like Loblaws, $12 million for their refrigerator. And Mr. Sangal has to talk about Doug Ford all the time. He should know that Doug, it's not a provincial election, it's a federal election. Doug Ford's name is not on the ballot. It's Andrew Scheer's name on the ballot. You should talk about him, not about Mr. Harper or Doug Ford.
30 seconds for you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kosol. I really request you, ask you, Canadians want, Bremptonians want, my constituents want from the Brampton Centre. I request you go to Doug Ford and tell him not to do these all things which he's doing. He's totally taking the all facilities from the Canadian.
Like I said, Doug's not running this election.
My turn.
Okay,
this when we cut the amenities, we reduce the amenities. We don't give. Okay, don't do anything. Tell him to come and sit with us, so that we can improve, do some improvement.
Thank you.
All that governments has to sit together to do the improvements. Just give him a message to come and sit
with
us.
Thank you, Mr. Singha. 30 seconds for you, Jordan.
Yeah, I think this is exactly what people in Brampton are tired of, right? It's these talking points and excuses of why we weren't able to deliver for our communities. We should have had such a strong voice in the House of Commons the last 4 years with five Liberal MPs representing our city. And I think now, come election time, it's the blame game, right? And it's blaming other people for why our city hasn't gotten its fair share. People that I'm talking to say time and time and again, Brampton gets left behind. Brampton gets neglected. And I think it's time for us to look at the representatives that we're electing and asking them why they weren't able to fight for our community.
30 seconds, Ms. Coastal.
Well, yes, like Jordan said, there was five MPs, Liberal MPs in Brampton. They have not brought anything to Brampton. They have not brought a hospital to Brampton. They have not have any funding for the universities, or they have not done anything for the crime. So only on election time they make promises, and after they get elected, nothing is done.
All right. Thank you. Last question from Jesse, then we will move on to Sarbjit Singh. Jesse?
My last question goes back to a Liberal candidate again. Liberal has placed $1.75 billion over the course of 8 years to compensate the dairy farmers affected by the free trade agreement. In the similar way, we got to talk about this is a very major issue, especially in a GTA, Brampton, any side you go. Uber's affecting the taxi industry. How you guys would take that? What is under the supply management, Mr. Sangha, can be done or can be pledge anything to bring those professionals, taxi drivers, back to the jobs? They are been hurt. How you guys, what's the plan you guys have for that?
Mr. Sarai, is really a very, your question is very educative question. I'm really glad that you have brought that up. I will go through one by one. There are two different issues. One concern is with NAFTA, connected with NAFTA, that is supply and management regarding the dairy and farming. And another is our local issue here as a taxi. So if I talk about the NAFTA, it was a tedious job when we tried to negotiate NAFTA with our Southside partners, that's USA and Mexico. This NAFTA was a one-time flop agreement. It was, everybody was on the hook thinking that it may go through or may not go through. And we, our government, was so resilient, so passive, never went to any rhetoric, never took the path of fighting with each other, but put a sensible thing in front of the US government so that we can reach into the better agreement. Not a just agreement, better agreement. And we did it. Thank you, Canadians, who helped us a lot to do that. That's the way we did that NAFTA. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's your turn now, Mr. Jordan.
So once again,
the question is $1.7 billion pledge to protect the dairy farmers and nothing has been done to protect the taxi industry from the Uber and other companies there. Is there anything that your party can pledge or how you guys have in mind to protect the taxi industries?
So I think it's important to just note that in that answer, our Liberal candidate and the member that's represented us the last 4 years had no mention of support for taxi workers. So for any taxi driver that's listening or the family member of a taxi driver, that's the type of representation that we've had. These are good jobs in our community, and we know how hard they've been impacted by some of the changes that have happened. But our government and our local leaders haven't been stepping up to support these people. We've seen what have happened when strong lobbyists for other industries have gone to the Liberals and asked for changes. The Liberals seem to back down to lobbyists whenever they come calling, but there hasn't been that same support for workers right here in our community. What the NDP has always put forward and always prided itself on is support for workers, including those taxi drivers here. We know Uber and Lyft drivers don't pay the same fees. They don't have the same regulation or the same licensing, and it's not fair for these people that are trying to make a living in our community and support their families. So what we're committed to and what our leader Jagmeet Singh is committed to is putting workers first, especially those here in Brampton, because we've seen firsthand how devastating some of these changes have been and how people's livelihoods have been lifted. But that's something that the Liberals aren't willing to talk about. We're willing to fight for these workers and make sure that they have a strong voice.
Thank you. Mr. Gosal, would your party, if it become a government, would like to protect under supply management our taxi industry?
Yes, of course. Taxi drivers are small businesses. It's very important for our economy to support small businesses. So our party has already committed that we will take several measures to support small business. We will repeat Trudeau's tax increase on small business, and we will exempt spouses from Trudeau's tax increases on small businesses. We will reduce the federal regulations by 25%. So taxi business is very important in Brampton, because as we know, there's so many people who pay their bills, their drivers in this community, and they depend on governments to help them.
All right, now 30 seconds to each for rebuttal. Before I go for rebuttal, I want to ask the panelists that are you satisfied?
No, I'm not satisfied with the answer from all three of you guys. I was requesting him to give you a 30 second each candidate to say that what would you guys and how would you guys do and to fix this problem, to bring those experienced, educated
taxi operators,
to bring them back into their position. So please, Mr. Sangha, within 30 seconds, trying to say how you guys gonna.
As member parliament, we all Brampton member parliaments are very, very cautious about this thing, to work with the taxi drivers. They came to Ottawa, we were with them, represented them, we tried our best what we can do. Under our way of working, many benefits were provided, many efforts were done, HST, GST, they were forced to pay it. Now, at the time when we are again going for the listen to the taxi drivers, we have to see that they are as if some small scale industry, as the SMEs, they are getting the benefit. 9%, less than 10-11% is swipe a card, get the benefit, and this all type of benefits are given to the small businesses.
Thank you.
That's what we will stand for.
Jordan.
I think taxi drivers are looking for someone that is going to fight for them. We've seen the BC NDP government and some of the regulations around ride sharing in that province, and we've seen the difference it can make when you have somebody that's willing to fight for them. I guess in the case of taxi drivers here in Brampton, the Liberals have sided with lobbyists from other industries versus the lobbying of some of our local members. I think as leaders and as representatives for us at the federal level, we need to have those strong voices to fight for workers in our community, and that's something that our five Liberal MPs haven't been able to do.
Thank you, Mr. Gosal.
Well, I agree with my friend there, NDP. It is the Liberal MPs who have been representing our community in Brampton, and they have not been fighting for any of the jobs in Brampton any of the small businesses, any of the taxi drivers. So we will make sure if we're elected, we will represent to the local businesses and local taxi drivers in
what
Parliament.
You are doing, that you have to explain right. What you do.
Thank you so much. And now we're going to move on to the next panelist, Sarvjit Singh Arora. And Sarvjit, please go ahead, start your question.
Thank you very much, Jagdish. And thank you very much, gentlemen, for waiting patiently while I ask my next question to the lovely lady, the member from Conservative Party. So my question, which you will also have the opportunity of answering, so please listen up carefully. The U.S. is Canada's top trading partner, with goods and services trade between the two countries totaling an estimated of $714 billion in 2018. And China has currently become the second largest trading partner for Canada. Now, to maintain good relationship with the U.S., if Canada were to follow U.S. in banning Chinese technology, should your party form the government, that is, Pavanchi, would you put a chill in the bilateral relationship with China and ban Chinese technology? And how is Canada planning to balance the trade relationship between the two countries, that is, China and the U.S.?
Okay, well, as you know...